Make it short. Not bad, not bad. They do speak sometimes. Thank you. Wow. The Black Mountain Poets mentioned their friends. I think I want to mention all my friends and all my poems from now on. This one's called Sheila Tells Me Not to Be Afraid of My Truth. I'm not going to read the whole thing, it's long, but I'm going to read the end. I'm going to start with a woman named Shema. She's my next door neighbor, okay? Shema and I went to jazzercise and forgot ourselves for a while. We wore our street clothes and arrived late, excusing ourselves from trying. But Rhonda in purple and green insisted we join the front row. So there we were, shimmying. I in jeans, the immigrant kid in the 70s again, whose mom doesn't know about gym shorts. And Shema in a turtleneck, under a shirt, under a large checkered smock. We gave each other high fives after the toe touch rally because her hijab hadn't fallen off. The whole weird session got us to sign up for a year membership. But in the morning, we walked the neighborhood instead, talked about children, sisters, and language. I practiced Arabic words I learned from Brian Turner's poems. We figured out she was in Iraq the same year he was, but she didn't bother with the news, she said. The only news I know is the news happening to me. In a war, the news comes to your door, or it finishes itself off. Sheila PMs me on Facebook, is writing a series of poems about women with big hearts. I wonder if there's a room for me in hers. Sheila says, we have to get out of the way of the junk man. Well, I wrote that line. My sister emailed me about a punch recipe. This had never happened before. I loved how her email made me feel. Once when I was in Europe in my 20s, she was a kid having a birthday swim party, and I sent her a card. I sent her a card in which I wrote, I love you, on every spot that had the space for letters. I circled the address in blue so the mail carrier could find her. I also bordered it with I love yous. She never said she got it. A boyfriend explained how unhealthy, obsessive such a card really is. I never send him a birthday card. My therapist calls it flooding. Nancy says a good poem is a letter to a person. She also told me that I should think about why I write. I write because I am fully human, I think, and so are the people around me. I think, except for the occasional bladder stimulator, the spinal cement, the pacemaker, and the hearing aid. One day, people will be half robots, the rich ones anyway, and they will read about us, about our crying, about our sisters, and our mistakes, and they'll wonder what it was like. It was lucky. I've been writing to you all this time, you in the future. You haven't even left this poem yet. My therapist told me about a dance party in the city where no one talks. It's about being alone, but together? Imagine that. Thanks. So I did some research in Italy, internment camp stuff. Before I left, Jimmy Civetic gave me a call. Jimmy Civetic calls me before I leave for my mother's village to research internment. Don't quit your job, man. You know how many days I wanted to quit the force? Every fucking day. Fuck, I wish I was going with you if I wasn't sick. Keep your prayers to yourself. And keep writing. You listening? You need to be the key to freedom. Know how the sky becomes a door. Don't school so fucking much. You got to know how to look at the roof to know the rain. You got to get the people spinning and jumping and dancing, machine gun rattling. Never apologize for reading your poems. Don't tell them how many more you brought. Think you are the event. Think time of their lives. Think music. Look, listen to it. Listen for it. Neil Young's Harvest Moon. I should be thanking you for every word. It is the best thing there is, man. Okay, take the trip. Still in love with you on this harvest moon. Shit. You know how many kids didn't have to die in war? All of them. Go. Be the barbed wire you know was there. Become the roof's missing slate. Names, find them out. Learn to read the sky and then come home to write it down. When you're there, note it all. Who killed who and where? Stand on the spot. Get the old fucks to talk. Kinesis, you know what that is, kid? Body interaction. Once you win their trust, wine, coffee, pot, let them talk. Think big, then think bigger. God damn it. Always come back to the writing. I wouldn't be talking to you unless you was good. Write for the test of time. Don Quixote, both books. Study the masters, don't be them. Carry yourself in the robes of champions. Stop picking peas out of chicken shit. You wanna hear a poem? You wanna hear something? I've been writing for days, I've been talking to God, and God talks back. How's your writing? In California, they're blowing sunshine up my ass, you know. You know what I do? I lift my hind leg high. I lift it high for them. They get that nice, clear shot of the hole they think they're filling. Ain't that a good one, man? That's a good one. Thanks. Sorry if that was too much curse word. I'd like to introduce to you a very awesome human being. Her name is Kara Knickerbocker. Woo! Great poet.